Hi, it's Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm a top-rated life coach, an international best-selling author, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm on a mission to help you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. The experts on this show will help you achieve work-life balance so that you can experience abundance in seven pillars of life: spirituality, health, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. When you have all seven pillars of life in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's go. Welcome, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out, overwhelmed, exhausted to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I am so excited to have my guest, Bridget Brady, on the show today. Welcome to the show, Bridget.
Yay, Rebecca. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm delighted. Let's tell my listeners about your amazing background. So Bridget is the founder and CEO of Amp Up My Business, Amp Up My Biz, B-I-Z, if you want to look her up. And she is an enlightened entrepreneur, a speaker, a social media guru, and a number one best-selling author. Her company, Amp Up My Biz, founded 10 years ago, is a leader in online marketing. Bridget and her team provide social media marketing and training, website, graphic design, and email marketing, and so much more to their clients. Her latest book, Jobs to Jammies, Get Out of Your J-O-B and Work in Your PJs, I love that, and Be a Work in Your PJs Entrepreneur is an international bestseller. All right, you want to be a Work in Your PJs type of entrepreneur? Well, you don't even know what I'm wearing from the waist down, and you never will. I could be wearing my PJs. I'll never tell. She has shared stages with great speakers and thought leaders like Les Brown, Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year, Larry Broughton, Carrie Murphy, and Kim Coles, just to name a few. Her mission in life is to help businesses grow quickly and easily with greater joy using online marketing and social media. So, Bridget, I love your mission, quickly, easily, and with greater joy. That is the theme of this show, the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We believe in working with our feminine energy and using the law of attraction to magnetize rather than push our energy out there and exhaust ourselves to burnout. So tell us about your story. How did you go from, you know, I know we talked a little bit before and we both moved to LA to pursue acting. How did you go from, and you never, you're like, probably didn't want me to reveal that. Sorry. But sure. I gotta say it because I, you know, just, that's what we have in common. We're like sharing similar missions.
I'm an open book, my friend. I'm an open book. There are no secrets.
All right, I'm going to like Oprah you and then I'll pull it all out, all your personal stuff. No, I'm just kidding. So how did you go from moving to LA to pursue acting to being a social media guru, online ninja, wanting to create all these systems to help entrepreneurs? What was your path?
Yes. Okay. So the very, very shortened version of this path is, so when I was living in New York, I was actually like Wall Street girl during the day, theater girl at night. And I went to college in New York, and then I spent 10 years in New York doing technology. I was an IT software developer and an IT project manager by day. And then I would take the crosstown bus from Wall Street after work and do a show in the theater district every night. And I did that for almost 10 years. And then
talk about burnout, right? Wow.
No, it was one of the reasons I left too. I mean, I was there from the age of 17 to 27.
Yes.
And the reality is, like, that was the perfect time to sleep 4 hours a night, 7 days a week. Like that was the time I did it.
That was great. Yeah.
I don't ever need to do it again. Right. So I moved to Los Angeles when I was 27 years old. Like you mentioned, I was going to work in film and I was going to work in television and I was never going to work in technology again. And as fate would have it, I got in a catastrophic car accident that put everything, like including walking, like it was catastrophic. It put everything on hold and I needed money. So I went back to technology. So I went back and got a job in technology again. And I was doing my tech thing all the while, sort of like in the background, like I got to get out from under the man. At that point, I always had dreams, like not always, but there became a time when I had a dream of becoming an entrepreneur. So the whole like, I'm going to be super famous dream started changing. And I really wanted more time freedom and more money freedom. And I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So be careful. This is the be careful what you wish for moment, because I kept talking about it and thinking about it and dreaming about it. And then there was that huge economic downturn, 2008, 2009, 2010. And in 2010, I go into my office, my big fancy job, to an email that essentially says, "Dear Ms. Brady, thank you so much for your 8 years of excellent service. Today is your last day."
Whoa.
So
that was after you recovered from a near catastrophic car accident.
Yes. So I was so at that point I was recovered. I was working in corporate, you know, I was doing a little this and a little that and dreaming of being an entrepreneur, and the universe helped me out. The universe said, "You don't want a job anymore? Ding. You no longer have a job anymore." So I used to call this my year of financial ruin, because in a 5 month span, I lost my high-paying consulting gig at like the largest mortgage bank in the country. I lost my place to live one block from the ocean in LA, and my boyfriend left me. My friends say he was in it for the money.
Things happen in threes. Is that it?
There you go. Okay. My job, my place to live, and my boyfriend. So I lost everything. I moved to a place I didn't want to move to. I spent 2 months lying on my floor, literally lying on my floor, just like feeling very, very sorry for myself, and kind of have this little moment of after 2 months of crying and being like, my life is over and I have nothing. I sort of said, you know, Bridget, you have been talking about starting your own business for years. You can't get a job anyway in this economy. There are no jobs to be had. Like, why don't you become an entrepreneur? Like, why don't you start your own thing? So I spent the next year, I call it failing forward. It was mostly failing. So I spent the next year trying this business, that business, this business, that business. Nothing was working. Nothing was working. I was working so hard for no money. I would have done better getting a job at McDonald's, literally. I would have made more money as a fast food worker than I was making. And not that there's anything wrong with working for fast food. I'm just saying, like, it was bad. So I spent a year failing forward. And I now call this whole year my year of the Phoenix, because apparently, like, I had to burn my life to the ground to be reborn. So I spent a year failing forward. I remembered that when I had my job, I had actually taken a very expensive, very intense, amazing social media and online marketing course that I never really got to use, because I was in a job and I wasn't doing marketing for them. I was doing project management. So I thought, I wonder if this social media stuff works. So I was like, let me try. This was before social media was cool, right? This is like 2010, 2011. Social media wasn't cool yet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me see if this works. So I started applying what I learned in that class to my totally failing business at the time. And my business started to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And to make a really long story short, over the next couple of years, I moved out of the terrible place I was living. My whole life totally changed. My friends and colleagues started saying, how, you know, what are you doing? I'm like, social media. They're like, can you help me? I said yes. And so for a little while, I was just helping my friends and colleagues. And I was having way more fun doing that than actually running my own business. And I said, well, hold on. This is a business. Like, helping people grow their business online is a business. And so almost 10 years ago today, I founded my current company, Amp Up My Biz. And now we're a team of 15. I started as a solopreneur. And now we're a team of 15 genius marketers. And we've helped literally thousands of business owners create millions of dollars of revenue using the awesome power of online marketing. And here we are. And the rest is history.
Wow, that's a great journey. Congratulations on all your success.
So thank you.
What's your future goal? Where do you want to take your business?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I want to continue really, really growing my company. And, you know, we have done for you services and we teach people social media. And I love seeing people win. Like, there's almost nothing better, right, than emails from students or clients just saying, you know, you changed my life and all these amazing things happened and I crossed 7 figures and all these incredible things. So my plan is just to keep growing this fantastical baby. It's an adolescent now. My plan is to continue growing my business. The reality is I'm not sure for how long, probably at least 10, I don't know, at least 5 or 10 more years. And then probably, I don't know, sell my business and go travel the world. That's my guess, since you asked.
What's your dream destination?
Oh gosh. Well, I've been to most of them. So I've been to over 25 countries.
Wow.
The place I really want to go that I've never been is Fiji.
That's where I went on my honeymoon.
No. Okay. How is it? Is it good? Is it worth it? Should I go?
It's amazing. It is. It is okay. Beautiful. Lovely. Okay. Don't go when I went during the rainy season, because I think we went during April or May and we got rained on the whole time.
Oh.
Don't look up the rainy season, but okay. Other than that, it is lovely.
Yeah. So it's one of my next, and then I want to do some other countries in Europe, but those are our next two locations. We'll probably spend a month in Europe next year or the year after, and then Fiji. So those are my next two places on my list.
And you are a newlywed. You manifested your soulmate in midlife, which is one of the things that I love to teach and that I did myself. So tell us about that. How did you manifest your soulmate in midlife? How did you meet your husband? And your wedding wasn't even 3 weeks ago. So tell us a little bit about that experience.
I know. For those of you watching us on Facebook Live, like, this just happened.
It just happened. Look at that rock. Wow. If you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, check out the rock. If you're listening to this on a podcast platform, you're going to have to like look up the interview on YouTube to check out the rock.
Imagine. It's very beautiful. We designed it ourselves, actually. It's a whole thing. Okay. So I love, these are great questions. So I grew up in an abusive household as a child. And so for any of you who've been on any one, you know, if you've been to one therapy session ever, you probably know that we humans tend to date and marry our parents or our primary caretakers. So my journey was, I spent 15 years or even longer, like, I spent my whole dating life dating pretty much, and my father's an alcoholic, pretty much every alcoholic, addict, abusive, like, I found all of them somehow. I found all of them. I dated all of them. It was like from one sort of bad relationship to the next. And then When, oh, it was when that last, when the last boyfriend left me and I was like, okay. Oh, and by the way, when he left, remember I said I was lying on my floor for that whole time? It's because when he left, he took almost everything we owned. Like all of our furniture and our pots and our pans and our silverware. Like when I say I burnt my life to the ground, I was not messing around. So he left. I'm 35 years old at the time. Is that right? Yeah, 35. I'm 35 years old at the time. And I said, hold on. There is a common denominator here, and it's me. I am the freaking common denominator here. So I said, I just got to take a step back. I have to take a step back and recalibrate my picker. Like, I am the one choosing these men who are treating me terribly. I'm the one who chooses them. So I took 4 years, and that was the time I became an entrepreneur. I built my business. I did a ton of work on myself. And then 4 years later, I said, okay, I'm ready. And I made, and since you said the word manifest, I still have it. It's in my desk. I wrote a 4-page list of the exact man that I was looking for, a 4-page list. And
it's still on your desk, even though you're married.
It's like it's a power object, right? Because I wrote down the thing I wanted and then I got it. I
love it. No, yeah, is beautiful.
So I still have it at my desk. I was trying to date and I did online dating and I went on the 50 worst dates I've ever had in my life that year. And I was doing online dating and I said, that's it, I'm done. And I say, it's a little dangerous thing to say, but I had to come to Jesus with God. I had to come to Jesus with the universe. And I said, look, I want to find my divine partner. I want to find my soulmate. I want to find my husband, but I can't do this anymore. Like, it is breaking my heart. Like, every week I go on another terrible date. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. If you would like me to find my divine partner, you're going to have to drop him off on my doorstep. Like, that's the deal. So I'm on my way off online dating. My husband now is on his way on. We had 3 days of crossover. I was like literally leaving and I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. I don't care. Connect. I have to be done with this. He was on his way on. We get connected. This is the doorstep part. We get on the phone, talk. And then it finally comes out that we lived like spitting distance from each other. He lived in the same, I was in an apartment at the time. We lived in the same apartment complex. He was like kitty corner from me. And I was like, well, this is either going to be
same apartment complex. Same
apartment complex. My
the
friend.
Same floor or the same like section of it?
No, in the same, we were in like different buildings. But he
that
was like
crazy.
He was like a block away from me, right there. And I said, well, this is either going to be awesome or horrible. And it was awesome. And that was it. That was, we started dating, whatever this, I don't know, it was 10 years ago. Yeah. We started dating 10 years ago. We got engaged 2 years ago and we got married less than a month ago. We just got married.
Just happened. Amazing. I love it. You said to the universe, drop it on my doorstep. And there your soulmate was in the same apartment complex.
Yes. And I did, this is just silliness, but it's so fun. And so once I found him and I was like, oh no, this is my guy. I went back to that page, those 4 pages, and I went through every single thing. And he, my husband now, Jason, literally 96% of every single thing I asked for on 4 detailed pages. So I'm sorry. That's pretty good. What?
What's the 4% that he's not?
Oh, it doesn't matter. They're negligible, silly things that don't mean anything.
Okay, good. That's incredible. Do you want to know my biggest and best beauty secret? It is liquid collagen. I started drinking liquid collagen 3.5 years ago, and I am totally obsessed. I have never looked younger, fitter, leaner, stronger. My skin is glowing. My hair is thick and shiny. Eyebrows, eyelashes, nails, they're all growing and I feel like I'm aging backwards. If you really want to know a huge hack to be balanced, beautiful, and abundant, you got to try this collagen. It is amazing. If you go to the show notes, you will get a $10 off coupon. If you buy two bottles, it's $25 off. And there's two versions. There's one for anti-aging and overall health. And there's another formula for fat loss. Both formulas are amazing. They taste great. And it's so easy to take. You just take a spoonful in the morning and a spoonful at night and just add it to your regimen. This stuff is off the charts. So make sure you go to the link in the show notes and grab yourself a couple bottles and tell me how much you love aging backwards. Thanks for watching the show, and we'll be back to our regular content now. I actually encourage my clients to write down as many things as you want, be as detailed oriented as you want to be. I wrote down 59 things.
Yep.
And my husband's like 57 of them. So when you get your vibration aligned, you will manifest. So did you do some work on your mindset and your positive thinking to get your vibration hi, so you could manifest your soulmate in your own apartment complex? Did you have some big breakthrough moments?
The reality is I've always worked a lot on myself, right? I'm a big believer in therapy. I'm a big believer in personal development. I've done many, many programs, had many mentors, etc. It was more for me, it was more about finding the courage, I don't know if that's the right word, to really stand inside myself and say, I'm going to be 100% Bridget Brady and let the chips fall where they may. Beautiful. I'm done changing myself for other people. I'm done being half Bridget to make other people comfortable. And so for me, and it was very clear, and I just was very clear, I was like, I'm going to be 100% who I am. And then my divine partner will be attracted to who I am. And I'm not going to have to like run around and be like, do you like me? Who do you want me to be? Like, I was like, I'm done. So for me, it was really just having the courage to stand in who I was and say, I don't care. I'm going to let the chips fall where they may and see what happens.
And that is the perfect segue to social media, because when you are authentic on social media, you are going to find your ideal client and your tribe. And when you try to be all things to all people on social media, your brand is not dialed in. So let's talk about your amazing strategies that you've helped thousands of businesses with. Why is social media critical in today's marketing landscape?
Yes. Okay. It's a good segue. So here's the deal, Rebecca. Here's the sitch. So social media is almost, online marketing is almost the only marketing left in today's marketplace. That's the reality. Like, could you run a television ad? Sure. It's not that targeted. Could you buy some magazine space? Sure. Can you go to networking events? You and I were talking about saving time. Absolutely. And I do, but I mean the amount of networking events or coffee dates or this or that that I have to go to get the exact same exposure as like one post. I have to go to a year of networking events to get the same exposure as one social media post to my target audience. So the answer to your question is, it's important because it's almost the only marketing left today. That might change again. And the other reason that it's critical is that you, if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, you get to meet people where they live, which is on their phone, on their computer, on their tablet. There are 8 billion people on the planet today, roughly. There are 5 billion people on social media, active on social media. So out of the 8 billion people on the planet, over 5 billion of them are active on social media today. So it's just a beautiful place to, I say it's the best force multiplier out there today as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a nonprofit, as someone who has a message and a mission. There is no better place to get your products, your services, your message, your mission out to a potential, of course, they're not all your target audience, but a potential 5 billion person audience that doesn't exist anywhere else. You don't reach that many people with a Super Bowl ad. Like you, it doesn't exist anywhere else. So that's why it is such a critical component for business owners and entrepreneurs today. Like they just, it has to be done. So,
and even if you're an accountant or a podiatrist or someone who's not, you know, like an influencer, I think the first thing that a lot of people do, especially the younger people, when they're going to go to an accountant is they look them up on social media and see what their brand is. So
1,000%.
Every profession, even the more scientific analytical professions, they need to have, even if you, you know, hire someone like Bridget, just have someone like her have a done for you social media, but you got to have something up there. People, if you're not up there, it's almost like you're invisible in the world. It's really sad, like you're a non-person.
It is. Well, and then people don't even think that you're real or have a real business. Like if you meet someone in the world, they're going to cyber stalk you because this is the world we live in. It just is. People are going to check out your social. They're going to check out your website before they decide to hire you. And I hired a new accountant a couple of years ago, actually, and I got recommendations from my friends. And then I went to look at their social. And if they had nothing, I was like, are they even in business? Like, who are they? And what do they believe in? And are they any good? But the accountant that I hired, who with their professional website and their lovely social media, I said, there's my accountant. And here we are.
Amazing. So what is the power of social media for all business owners? I know we kind of addressed it, but... How can someone harness this power? Like maybe they're not very tech savvy or maybe they don't have a lot of time. Facebook ads to me are just like a modern day, like Rubik's Cube. I've tried them. You know, sometimes I get something, sometimes I spend thousands of dollars and nothing happens. Like how can the newer or solopreneur, that's a lot of people that listen to this show. They're not like big corporations that have like a $10 million marketing budget.
Right.
How can they harness the power of social media?
So the first thing that I recommend as a solopreneur, actually the first thing is own your brand across every single social media platform. Okay. Just like a .com. Once it's gone, it is gone forever. Mm-hmm. So whether you ever think you're going to go on social or you ever think you're going to use it, right? I have business owners who are like, I'll never use TikTok or I'll never use this or I'll never use that. I'm like, that's fine. Go and claim your name. It's free. It costs you nothing. Own your name. So that's just like so easy. Number one.
Okay.
Then number two is really organic posting. So I recommend that most solopreneurs pick 2, 3, maybe 4 platforms to focus on. Now, if you have a team or you're a business owner and have a bigger, you know, a bigger team or even a virtual assistant, 4, 5, 6, I don't care. Like your team has bandwidth to repurpose your content. But if you are a solopreneur, I would say minimum 2 platforms, probably maximum 4.
Okay.
And then really focus in and get consistent. It is consistent action over time that will bring followers, that will bring engagement, and that ultimately will bring you new business. Like it almost can't, now that I've been doing this for over 10 years, it's like it almost can't not work. If you as a business owner have a clear message and a clear ideal client and you put that out on social, it will be seen. It will. Now there are tricks and there are techniques and there's keywords and there's hashtags and I have an upcoming class we're going to invite you to that will teach you all the little nitty and the gritty. But the reality is, like, start now, be consistent, put your genius out into the marketplace. And we'll, you know, we can sprinkle some strategy and some pixie dust on it to make sure that your posts are being seen by the right people. But there's no, like, the big trick, the big secret is to do it, is to be consistent and actually get out there and be posting on social media. And like I said, and sprinkle a little pixie dust on it, which we'll keep talking about.
Do you believe in using AI to help with your content, like when you're stuck?
I do, absolutely. Why not? In my experience, AI is not a great, I don't think AI is a great copywriter. Like, I don't think ChatGPT is a great copywriter, but I think it's fantastic to give you an outline for what you want to write. I think it's fantastic for generating some ideas for posts, and even some starter copy. Like, I think it's fantastic for idea generation and that kind of thing. But no, I don't think that yet. Kind of, thank goodness. I don't think ChatGPT or AI is a fantastic copywriter yet. And I certainly don't think that it, no one is as you as you. I certainly don't think that it can really speak in your voice at this time. So just be buyer beware. Use it for ideas. I would not use it to write all your copy.
What are some of your favorite ChatGPT prompts that you've been using lately?
Oh gosh. I just love it for idea. I just love it for ideas. So we'll put in, cause I do a lot of videos and lives and topics. So we, or my team, will just go and put in, like, give us 10 trending topics about social media today that we can make, like, easy video, quick videos. And it will give us like 10 great ideas, or it'll give us 10 ideas and 5 of them are okay and 3 of them are fantastic, right? So that's a really fun way. Another really fun way to use, I think, ChatGPT is if you are doing any kind of like workshop or class, you can literally say, give me an outline for a class about AI or whatever it is. Now, again, you still need to be the expert and you still need to be an integrity. But it can spit out a pretty decent little outline. And I'm like, all right, these are some good ideas that I'm going to use. So those are some fun ways that I use it, outside of the super simple, you know, write a social media post about keywords and hashtags. It'll spit out some decent information that then, you know, my team will edit and Kaizen and make our own. So that's pretty fun.
That is, I think it's a great tool. Like when I feel stuck on my social and I'm like today I wanted to do a Facebook Live about boundaries and I was like, give me 3 tips on how to set healthy boundaries. And it was like, boom, I was like, all right, perfect. I have my outline for my live. And then of course I put my own, you know, personality and my own wisdom behind the 3 tips, but it was like, it was so easy. And it took me 5 minutes to create a Facebook Live. Over it. And I was like, ChatGPT for social media is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So what are the key elements in a successful social media strategy? I know you said the number one thing is just to be, you know, super consistent. Yeah. How many days a week would you say to post? 5 to 7 days a week, or would it be 10 to 20, or how many posts a week would you recommend?
Yeah. So I talk about, and then I'll definitely go over the 5 primary elements because I think it's really important. But if you are just getting started, right? If you are not consistent yet, I talk about ideal versus real. So in an ideal world, like a magical ideal world where time and money have no value and you can do anything you want, then yeah, ideally you would post something on social every single day in an ideal world. However, for a lot of people, if you're just getting started, if you're a solopreneur, it's so unrealistic. And so I think it stops people. They're like, well, I can't post every day, so I'm just not going to post. Every other day is the minimum. Okay. If you can post 3 to 4 times a week, which on the surface might even sound like a lot to someone, but if you think, gosh, I don't want to get too deep in the woods, but if you think about, well, you know, I can go live once a week. Well, there's one. I can post something inspiring once a week. Well, there's two. I can post about my products and services once a week. Well, there's three. I can post a testimonial once a week. Well, there's four, right? It does not need to be complicated. People love to overcomplicate social media, and it does not need to be overcomplicated. There is strategy. There are secrets. Like, there are secrets to my sauce, but it's none of the secrets are complicated. None. They don't need to be. Why? There's no need to overcomplicate it.
So what are the five elements?
Okay. So
the five elements of what? If you're
the five elements of a successful online marketing strategy.
What are
they? And ultimately, and you don't need to have all these in place right now, right here today, but these are the five pieces of the puzzle that you ultimately will have in place when you're making a whole bunch of money online. Okay. So number one is your organic social media, which we just talked about. That's exactly what you think it is. That's your Facebook and your YouTube and your Instagram and your X. And that's your posting. That's your regular posting, putting your content out into the world.
Okay.
Number two is engagement. So past just putting things out into the world, you do need to have a focus on having an engaged audience that is liking your content, that's commenting, you're commenting back, people are sliding into your DMs, like you are generating a culture and a community online versus just pushing stuff out. Number three, followers. So we talked about cyberstalking, and there are certainly vanity numbers, and I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about buying followers. I'm not talking about vanity numbers. But when you have a successful social media strategy, I promise you, you don't have 7 followers. You just don't. And it's because it doesn't look good. And then when someone cyberstalks you, and even if your social media looks beautiful, and they're like, oh, 13 people follow this content. Again, it's a subconscious message that says, this isn't real, this isn't good, right? So you do at some point want to put some focus on followers and getting more followers. Number four, paid social media. If you're not ready now, someday you will be. And every once in a while, you must donate to the Zuckerberg Fund.
That's funny.
You have to do it. Look, there is no one doing a Super Bowl ad for free. No one's running a magazine ad for free. No one, that's advertising isn't free. Now, social media gives us the opportunity to do a lot of our social media for free or super low cost. But at some point, ads are so powerful. Like, they're really the best advertising on the planet today is social media ads, boosting your posts to be seen by your target market. So at some point, a little money. And then number five is the big mamba pajamba, which is your sales funnels. Those are the five pieces of the puzzle. So if you have organic social with engagement, with followers, given a little money to the gods of social media, and then you have good and appropriate ethical bribes and leads and sales funnels. Like, once those five pieces of the puzzle are in place, again, it's all, like, you can't, it almost cannot not work. I know that's a double negative. It has to work because it just does every time when you put those five pieces of the puzzle in place.
What is the minimum ad spend that a newer entrepreneur could do just to start getting some ads out there to see some results?
So for there's a couple things. If you want to just boost a post on Facebook or Instagram, that's really like your lowest entry point. So you can go onto Facebook or Instagram. It's super simple. You can boost a post for $5, $10, $20, and get some engagement and get some results on that $20. Ads are a little bit different. They're a little more complicated. I'm a compulsive truth teller. I cannot help but tell the truth. If someone is just getting started and they don't really know ads, like either you have to really learn ads or hire someone to do them for you. Because in the real world, you want to be spending a minimum of $35 a day on ads. And when I say minimum, I say like, that's going to get you like tiny results. Like where you want to be on ads is $100 a day or more. And that's where myself and our students and our clients see, you know, that's where people are having $500,000 launches. That's where people are having $1 million Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekends. They're spending serious money on their ads. So again, I can't help myself but tell the truth. So ads are a little bit of a different beast. When whoever's listening, when you're ready to do ads, unless you're going to really take the time to learn them, I would hire someone to do them because you're going to put a lot of money, you're going to put a decent amount of money into it and you want a return on your investment.
As far as sales funnels, are there any software programs you recommend? I know over the pandemic, I took a ClickFunnels class and I was like, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I had to hire a VA to help me finish my ClickFunnels class. So they say it's gotten a lot simpler since 2020. That was 4 years ago when I took my class. But if somebody is like me, not very tech oriented, what is like a good software to get a sales funnel going?
So, gosh,
if you're listening and you don't know what a sales funnel means, can you explain what a sales funnel means to someone who might not know who's listening?
Yes, thank you so much for that. So, in its simplest form, at the end of the day, you want someone to open their wallet and spend money in your business, whatever it is, products, services, I don't care. Like the end result of being in business is to create revenue and to create profit. It is rare that someone will go from being a complete stranger, be like, Rebecca, I have no idea who you are. I've never met you before. Here's a whole bunch of money, right? Yeah. It's very rare. It happens, but it's very rare. So what your sales funnel does is it will bring someone in, typically with, you've heard probably maybe opt-in, lead magnet, ethical bribe. It will typically bring someone into your quote unquote sales funnel with either a free or a very low cost offer. So they can get to know you and love you and trust you. And then as they quote unquote move down into your funnel, I know for those of you just listening and not watching, you're like, what is happening? I'm making a funnel with my hands. They will go down into your funnel to perhaps maybe some higher ticket offers, maybe some longer term offers. And then again, ultimately, they will become your regular, loyal, and devoted client or customer. But again, that rarely, rarely, rarely happens from like, I have no idea who you are to let me give you $20,000. Rarely happens. So that's what a sales funnel is. Okay, now back to, gosh, where to build them.
Easy one to start with.
Yeah, this is the question of the century because I'm with you. I feel like a lot of these sales funnel companies, and I don't poo-poo them, like ClickFunnels, and we use a company called EngageBay, and there's HubSpot. They are all, people used to call it ConfusionSoft, InfusionSoft, and like Salesforce. They're often super, super, super complicated. So if someone is like brand spanking new, and you're listening to this, and you're like, oh, Bridget, please don't give me anything complicated. I can't do it. In most email databases, most that are free and low cost, like MailChimp and Constant Contact and Eye Contact. They have super simple plug and play landing pages.
That's a good place to start.
And that you, yes, that you can easily build. Now they're not going to have a whole bunch of fancy automations and they're not, but that's, I didn't start there. I didn't start with fancy automations. I started with like one barely decent landing page to allow people to come from social media into my database. And then I would nurture them once they were in my email marketing database. And once the reality is, it's like, I don't know, once you start crawling, like walking doesn't seem that hard. And then once you start walking, you're like, I could jog. And then once you're jogging, you're like, you know, I could run. So I feel like once you have like one, I would say get one done, right? Once you do one social media post, the second one's easier. Once you go live once, the second one's easier. Once you build one landing page, the second one's easier. So if you're just starting, I would say start with a free or low cost, just email marketing program. Build a simple, simple landing page and just start building your list. Just start building your list. Do not get crazy with automations. That's my recommendation.
That is a hot tip. One more question. How important is an email list? Being that the last point was start collecting emails. How important is an email list? I know you don't only just teach social media, you teach email marketing. You have a whole system for attracting customers through email. Why email if social media is so prevalent?
So the answer to your question, first of all, is email marketing, having an email list is imperative. It's critical. It's super important. And here's why. Ooh, a couple reasons. One, we have no control over what Meta is going to do, or when Twitter is going to switch to X, or when TikTok will be shut down, or when, like, we have no control over this. What we do have control over is our email list. So the trick is not only having a fantastic social media presence, but to be concurrently building your email list, because typically social media is where new people are going to find you and you're going to build a relationship. Typically, it is from your email list and your events and your webinars and your emails that are going to actually make the sale for you. Like, that's typically where your sales are going to come from. And I know there's someone on here listening going, I have a TikTok shop and I make $1 million a day. There are absolutely exceptions to this rule. And I know we have clients and students who make a killing on Pinterest and make a killing on their, yes, and all Etsy and all these places. And for the vast majority of us, we create the relationship on social and the sale happens somewhere later in our funnel, is the vast majority of business owners.
It's like different buckets, right? Like the first bucket is the wall, then you get them to the DMs and you get them to email. Then if you get your text, that's even more intimate. And then talking on a Zoom or, you know, a call is more intimate. It's like dating your clients. So these are so many great tips. I'm so excited to tell my listeners about your upcoming masterclass, where Bridget is going to give so many more tips and share her secret sauce of getting all these businesses to seven figures plus. So how can people participate in your free masterclass?
Yes. So my free masterclass is called Behind the Scenes Secrets to Social Media Success. It is a 5-day free masterclass, but not all day. Don't be scared. It's about an hour a day. And I, just like Rebecca said, I'm going to teach you all my tips and my tricks and my secrets and my strategies. And we're going to work together in real time together in a Zoom room on your business. And you can register at Rebecca, rebecca.ampupmybiz.com. rebecca.ampupmybiz.com is where you can register and come spend some time with me and learn some social media that I'm really clear about this, that is not for the sake of social media. Like social media, just to do a social media is a waste of your time, in my opinion. This is social media that builds your business. This is social media that builds your influence, that builds your business, and that ultimately, like your beautiful show, right, creates more balance in your life, more abundance and more balance and more beauty in your life. Like that's the social media that we do.
Wonderful. And what are the dates and times of the live Zoom? And I'm sure you can catch a replay once you sign up. But when is, if somebody wants to do the actual live event, when is it?
Yes, it is the first week of May. It starts on May 6th, and it's the first week of May. It's the week of May 6th.
Yay. What time of day is it?
So for everyone's time zone, so it's at 2 p.m. Pacific. So you got to do your own time zone. So 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Well, put that on your calendars. Make sure you opt in. And then where can people find out more about you, your business, keep in touch with you on social?
Yes. So I am everywhere on social, as you might guess, at Amp Up My Biz. So literally every platform on social, you can find me at Amp Up My Biz. You are also you're welcome to visit my website at ampupmybiz.com to learn more as well. But you can find me everywhere at ampupmybiz.
Thank you so much, Bridget. That was amazing. I appreciate all the wisdom. And everybody, thank you so much for listening. Because of our amazing listeners, we are in the top 1% of all podcasts globally. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe. Give us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend. Thank you once again for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. It's your loyal listening that makes our show top 0.5% in the world. I would love to connect with you in person. We're having our second international retreat October 3rd through 6th in Belize. If you like yoga, sound baths, and want to get all 7 pillars of abundance to a level 10, this retreat is for you. Just go to the link tree in the show notes to snag your $200 off promo code before April 15th. And let's end the year 2024 with momentum so that going into 2025, you will have so much abundance in all areas of life that you will be setting yourself up for the most incredible year ever. It is going to give you something to look forward to all year. Make sure you snag your spot before April 15th. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at RebeccaElizabethWhitman.com. My email address is on my website. Thank you so much for your loyal listening. And we will see you on the next episode. And some of you lucky ladies will see you in Belize. Bye.